turned away instead, with no reason for living. You might as well go.
Hey everybody, that was a band called Greer. They released one album in 1973. They're from North Carolina. That was called Between Two Worlds, fronted by singer Don A. Dixon. Before that, we listened to Yes with The Prophet off of Time and a Word, their second album, one of their earliest epic pieces about peace and love and astral connection. Before that, Rush with the Manhattan Project from Power Windows, their song all about the fateful day that the bomb was dropped in Japan. It's 5:01 here on Star Road Junction, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba's only dedicated progressive music show here on Winnipeg's best radio. Here is a, hate to use this word, it's so overused, but a legendary track from Deep Purple. This is off of their first live album, at least with the Mark II lineup, Live in Japan from 1972. This is a just under 20-minute version of Space Truckin', one of their most enduring tracks off of Machine Head. This version of Space Truckin' proper goes on for about 5 minutes, and the rest is improvisation from the group. Gets very heavy and experimental in places. So if you're not familiar with Deep Purple's wilder side or the more experimental side of what has now been termed dad rock, then this might be a bit of a surprise to you. So from 1972, here is Deep Purple with Space Truckin' Live in Japan. Yeah. That's Deep Purple from 1972 with Space Rockin' Live in Japan off of their second live album, technically, but their first one, their first live album, playing the kind of classic or normal Deep Purple set that they'd play. The first live album was a an album that they did with the London Chamber Orchestra with music composed for that recording. So this was Deep Purple, again from 1972. It was made in Japan, their first live album. That was Space Truckin', just under 20 minutes, featuring some classic and groundbreaking performances from keyboardist John Lord in particular, and also drummer Ian Paice and guitarist Richie Blackmore. It's 5:23, and this is a track by another UK band. This is Coliseum with The Grass is Greener, the US version from 1970. We'll be right back.
sometimes wondered what was standing right behind you. Keep looking over your shoulder to see if it's there. A solemn church bell pealing, son, the fist of Helium stealing quietly along through the night to hide under your bed. Don't ring for a taxi. Don't call a policeman. Don't send my doctor. He'll just give you pills. Don't hide in the cellar. You may not believe it. It's probably friendly, just alone like you. So
from a child, along with a dream of a life. We travel the wide open road, the blinked arcade, in search of another to share in his life. But nowhere, everyone looks so strange to him. They got no horns and they got no tail. They don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold that lies in the deep distance? They cried and wept as they led him away to a cage. Beast that can talk read the sign. The creatures they pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of their prey. The beast that can talk, more like a freak or publicity stunt. Oh, 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 oh. They got no horns and they got no tail. They don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold that lies in the deep distance? He cried and broke down the door of the cage. Scruff of his neck pointing out. Live on the bounds of your weak imagination. Lie the noble towers of my city, bright and gold. Let me take you there, show you a living story. Show you others such as me. Why did I ever leave? They got no horns and they got no tail. They don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold that lies in the deep distance? He cried and wept. Set out with the beast and his horns and his crazy description of home. After many days' journey, we came to a peak where the beast gazed abroad and cried out. We followed his gaze and we thought that maybe we saw a spire of gold. No, a trick of the eye, that's all. But the beast was gone. Voice was heard. They got no horns and they got no tail. They don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold that lies in the deep distance?
Blurred. When I close the book, the story opens again. Eden born a golden dawn, revolving hallucination that comes into us breathing, semi-conscious, half awake, and never leaves. us alone. All at large is plasma charged and washing onto my map as I look into the meaning of submerged the memory of 100 million buzzing signals, shaking flesh from my bones. Shines from